put on the bottom of the hammer base. The chiluk lechem haponim. During Yontif, all of the mishmoros are equal in splitting up the lechem haponim. Tana rabbanan. Menayin shekola mishmoro shavos bechiluk lechem haponim. Where do you know that from? Amad lomar chelik kechelik yochelu. Kechelik avoda kachelik achila. Just like they are equal in the avoda, they're equal in the achila, which has no avoda, which is lechem aponim. That's how Rashi learned. There's no avoda for this lechem this week. The avoda was the week before. So, umay achila. So what achila are we talking about? Ilema korbonos mehosam natka. We don't need to know that a korban that you do the avoda for, you get to eat. And therefore, if they're equal, anybody could do the avoda, then surely the person who does the avoda eats that korban. We learn that from the kohen amakrivo solosia. The kohen who's makriv the korban, he gets the parts that are eaten. El lechem aponim, right? So elamai must be lechem aponim because that's something that there is no avoda for, and it's only an achila, and that's what it says. Chela kechela, they all share equally. Yochalav the cholos habo shelo machmas haregel. Beregel, and I think that they all share equally in things that are brought during Yontif, during Cholamoid, that have nothing to do with the regel. People bring their own personal, private korbanos, and have nothing to do with the regel. Tamid lomer levad mim korav al ha'avos. Aside from what the avos sold one to the other, ma mochru ha'avos elazeh ani b'shabosi v'yatov b'shabosko. They split up the mishmaros that each one got. A time during the year to do the avoda, and nobody else had a right to do the avoda during that time. And that applies to even things during the regel that had nothing to do with the regel. Shaila, what happens if there's too much avoda for the mishmor to do? So can anybody come and volunteer to help? Or does the mishmor also have the right to choose who will help them? It's machlokes.
Okay. From their own family.
No, from some of the
family
different,
or from other families.
Right, there's too much work for the entire mishmar. They need extra help. Can anybody then come and volunteer, or do they have the right to pick who can help them? Okay, Talmud Lomer Chelik Echelik, Basrei Dahu Krod De Le'el Ksiv De Okma Varego. This is after the pasuk we had before that's saying what's it called Bo B'chol Avas Nafsho was Bizman She Me'achad Shorech when everybody comes. Together, which is during the regal, anybody can come and do the avoda. It's not miyucha to that mishmar. Chelik achila shove the kulam ke chelik avoda. This rabbi le'el mivachol avas nafsho v'sheres. Just like avoda is equal to all of them during that time, so to the achila where there is no avoda. My achila, it's trich bashmina. Which achila do I have to tell? Ilei machila de korbanos de sirei chatos v'chazi v'shov, the ones that the kohen does the avoda on. Mehosam nafkala koina makrivo so ni sha'ov da ochla. The one who does it eats it. The kivin is rabbi la voda, pshita de mechel mamiyakli. Since we know that they're all equal in doing the avoda, then they are all equal in eating what they did the avoda on. Ela lechem aponim, it's trich lirbuye she'en bo shuma avodas lechem. There is no avoda during this week. Shekvar nasis avodas mishabas sha'ovra. The only avoda that was done was putting it on the table, that was the week before. Yochalaf chovos haboshalo machmas haregel beregel. You zochim bavodosim v'yachloko, and I think they're all equal, even for those things that don't come because of the regel during the regel. Tamid lomar levad mi mekorav chutz mashem machru avol zelazeh umam machru avol zelazeh lomar shehisnu beinayim shu mishamshim kolecha b'shabato kavua ani b'shabati v'yato b'shaboscha unedor medavis bekarbanu sibur deisnu b'shar yemos hashana. Any of the korbanos that come a whole year and have nothing to do with Yontif, those go specifically to the mishmar whose shift falls out during Yontif. Shelo yushovim bohen, ela mishmar shebo'oso shvua yu kibishar yimos hashana. Hilkach ha'korchach lo esrabu mechelek echelek yochelu, ela mimashmu usei dekro adover she'en bo ela achila. V'hainu lechem aponim, Yachila ispe, avalavoda lespe. Therefore, what the extra pasuk comes to tell me that lechem haponim, however, is split up evenly between everybody who's there. Okay. Batzeres omer lo helech. On Atzeres, they made it a point to let him know which part was from the shtei alechem, which was chametz, and which part was in lechem haponim, which is matzah. Itmar, Rav Omer, Sukkah v'Akras Man. Rav says, when you make the bracha on the Leshe Basukkah, for Pashas the first night, first you make the bracha Leshe Basukkah, then you make Shechionu. Rav Abar Chana Omer, Zman v'Akras Sukkah. No, first you make the Shechionu, then you make the bracha on the Sukkah. Rav Omer, Sukkah v'Akras Man, Chiyuv v'di Yom Ma'odim. Right? The Chiyuv of what's it called, of the Yom, is more important than the chiyuv on the sukkah, the chiyuv on the yom, which that which you have to make that day, the mitzvah of sukkah, and afterwards, what's it called, the zman, because the chiyuv of the yom, chiyuv of the yom is sukkah. Rabbi Barbar Chanomer, zman v'yachas sukkah. First you make the shechiyonu and then the sukkah. Why? Tadr v'sheno tadr, tadr kodim. That which is more usual. The bracha of zman is for all yomim tovim. It's more usual, spread out during the year. Sukkah is only during sukkahs. And even though it could be you'll make more brachas on the sukkah than you'll make shechianus during the year, but tadir doesn't mean how many times you do it. Tadir means how often it's done. And the bracha on zman is done more often than the bracha of sukkah. So Meir says, let's see Rashi first. Sukkah, the achar kazman, mishalo birich shechianu bas yosef. He didn't make the shechianu when he built the sukkah. He had a ready-built sukkah. The Tanya beperek lula v'arava, kishenichnas leishe mevorach shtai, sukkah uzman. Then the first time you makayim the mitzvah of sukkah, you make two brachas, leishe basukkah and shechiyonu. V'omarav sukkah leima bereisha v'hav uzman. First you make the bracha on the sukkah, then the zman. Zman tadir shenoig v'chol ha-regolim. Right, zman applies to all the sholosh regolim, but sukkah is only one. Okay. Smur says, leima Rav v'Rav Barbarchana b'pluksa the Beishamay Beisilum k'mifugay. Let's say that Rav and Rav Barbarchana are arguing on the same machlokas of Beishamay Beisilum. The Tanur Rabbanan Dvorim Shemay Beishamay Beisilum b'Suda Beishamay Omri Mevorach Al Hayom V'Yachrakach Mevorach Al Hayayin U'Beisilum Omri Mevorach Al Hayayin V'Yachrakach Mevorach Al Hayom. By Kiddush, Beishamay says first you make the body of Kiddush Asher Kiddushon Sovrot Zavonu, and then you make the Baruch on Yayin, not like we do. Beisil says, we do like we do. First you make the bracha on the yai, and then you make the bracha on the yom. Beisham yom mevorach al yom v'yachar mevorach al yayin shayom gorim l'yayin shiyovim. Right? Because without Shabbos, you wouldn't be making kiddush. You wouldn't be making a bracha on wine before your meal. So the whole reason why you're making a bracha on wine before your meal is because it's Shabbos. Therefore, first make the bracha on Shabbos, then make the bracha on the yai. Second reason is that the chiyuv of the yom comes before the yayin. Before the yayin comes to the table, the day already became kodesh. So first make the bracha on the day, and then make the bracha on the wine. Beisil says no. First you make a bracha on the wine, then on the day. Why? Shayayin gorim the kiddusha. If you wouldn't have wine or bread, if you make kiddush on the bread, you wouldn't make kiddush. So you can't just make the bracha on the yom. The wine brings the bracha on the yom. So first you make the bracha on the wine, which causes kiddush to be said. Dover acher, birkas hayayin tadira. Ubirkas hayom ain't a tadira. Yayin you make all the time. And birkas hayom is only once a week. So yayin is tadir. And therefore tadira, tadir, v'sheno tadir, tadir kodim. Therefore the more usual one comes first. Those are two reasons in Beis Hill and two reasons in Beis Shammai. So Moshe says, Lema Rav Domer Kabei Shammai, V'Rav Abar Chana Domer Kabei Sila. Rav, who said that first you make the bracha on Sukkah, and then the bracha on what's it called, on the Zman, doesn't hold of Tadr V'Sheno Tadr, like Beis Shammai. And Rav Abar Chana, who says you make the bracha on Zman first, because it's Tadr, holds like Beis, what's it called, like Beis Sila. Lema Rav Domer Kabei Shammai, V'Rav Abar Chana Domer Kabei Sila. Omer l'charav, anod amri afilu Beis Hillel. No, I can hold like Beis Hillel too. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hosam elashayayin gorm l'kedusha shateyomir. The only reason Beis Hillel said over there that you don't go after the tadir, you don't say the what's it called, the birchas hayayin, the reason that what's it called, that you say the birchas hayayin first is not because it's tadir, because it causes the whole union of kiddush. Without wine, you wouldn't make kiddush. But if it wouldn't be for that svara, then he would also hold that what's it called, that you don't say tadir v'sheino tadir. And he would also hold that because of Tadir, you don't say the Birchus Hayayin first. Aval hoch, he loves man, milo amrin and sukkah. But here, if it wouldn't be for this man, you'd still say the bracha of sukkah. They're not dependent one on the other. Make a bracha of sukkah, even if there is no bracha on this man. So therefore, what's it called? The reason doesn't apply, and therefore, because of tadr itself, you would not say the bracha of zman first. And Rabba Bar Chana said, I could say even like Rish Beis Shammai. And over here, Adkan lo amri Beis Shammai hasam el shayom gorim liayin shiyovah. Beis Shammai said a reason. The reason is because the day causes the chiyuv of kiddush. Right? That's special over there. Right? Aval hacha, ilav sukkah, milu amrin zman. But over here, even if it wouldn't be a sukkah, you have to say zman on the yontif. So therefore, the one doesn't cause the other one. Therefore, you can say, what's it called? The zman before the sukkah. Znan, so now we're trying to bring a ring from our mission about Tzeres, Omer lo helich matzah helich chometz. Right? On Tzeres, they told him, here, take matzah from lechem upon him, and chometz from shtei alechem. V'hocha the chometz ikar, u matzah tofel. The chiyuv hayom is what's it called, is chometz. Right? That's the one that's special for Shavuos. And the lechem upon him is every week. It's not special for Shavuos. So if the ikar is the chiyuv hayom, right, which is like the mitzvah of sukkah, then first should come the chometz, then the matzah. Why does the matzah come before the chometz? Uktoni helich matzah, the helich chometz. So what's the reason that we're makdim the matzah? Only one possibility, it's tadir. Because lechem upon him comes every week, and shtei alechem is only once a year. Tiyuf to the rav, to the kashan rav, you see that you do go after that you don't go after the tadir, you do go after the tadir, and the matzah comes before the chametz, even though the chametz is the ikur. Omer the Chorav Tanoi. So Rav says, Machlokis Tanoi. Right? And it's Machlokis Tanoi, whether you go after Tadir or not. Tanya, Helich Matzah, Helich Chametz. Abishol Omer, Helich Chametz, Helich Matzah. And Echonami reverses the order because of what's it called, the ikur hayom takes precedence over Tadir. Dorish Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda Loka Divi Rav the Omer Sukkah Ve'achrav Zman. What's it called? Rav Sheshes Brother of Idi said. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said we don't pass him like Rav who said that Sukkah comes before Zman. El Zman Ve'achrav. First you make the Shechiyonu, then you make the Brachon Sukkah. Rav Sheshes Brother of Idi Omer Sukkah Ve'achrav Zman. Like what's it called? Like Rav that first you make the Brachon Sukkah and then Zman. Ve'hilchus the Sukkah Ve'achrav Zman. That's Halacha. That's the first day. The first day, so the bracha on what's it called sukkah is the ikur bracha, and the zman goes on the sukkah too. So the ma'isa, that's why you make the bracha on sukkah first, and then the bracha on zman. Okay. But how about the second day in Chutz Laretz? The second day you make a shechiyanu again, right? But now the bracha is not going on the sukkah, because the sukkah you could have made when you built it. So it's only going on the yom. Right, the Zman is going on the Yom, and the Sukkah is going on the mitzvah of the Yom. And here could be that everybody agrees that you make the Zman before Sukkah, because Tadir v'sheino Tadir. Right, and there's no reason that what's it called the Sukkah is not, that what's it called the Sukkah over here is not the Ikur because the Zman doesn't go on the Sukkah. Sukkah is separate, and the Zman is separate. So there's a shita like that. That's on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz. First you make the bracha, Shechiyonu, and then Leishei Basukah. And there's others that hold that the second day do the same thing as the first day. Okay, Rashi. Sukkah v'yari, yeah. Dvorim shebe besham beisil besuda. Dvorim shenechleku behilcha suda. Certain halachas during the meal that Beishami Beisil and Machlokas, this is one of them. Nevorech al Hayom, kishemakadosh ba'arvi shabosos, kiddush Hayom, tchilo v'yakra birchus hayayin. Beishami says, when you make kiddush, first you make the bracha on the yom, and then you make the bracha on the yayin. Shayom gorim l'yayin shiyobo. Shim lo mitnei kiddush, lo hayinizkak l'kos, mitnei asudah. You wouldn't be making a bracha on yayin now before your meal if it wasn't for the fact that it's Shabbos or Yom Tov and you have to make kiddush. Ukvar kiddush hayom kolomar va'ol tamacher. Another reason, she kiddush hayom me'ela mishachshecha v'adayin yayin lo bo lefonav. The day comes first, then you bring yayin to make kiddush. So the day was niskadish before you did the yayin. You have to do a maisa to bring. The day comes automatically. Shayayin gorm lekiddush teyomer. Shim and Basil says no. First you make the bracha on yayin, then the yom. Why? Shim lo hayolo yayin. If you didn't have wine, lo hayimakadish bichdi. You wouldn't start make kiddush without wine. You have to have wine to make kiddush. So the wine is goring the whole kiddush. Who adin nami the makadish alapas. Right? If you have bread, you're making kiddush on bread. The same thing. The brach on the bread precedes the kiddush, because without the brach on the bread or the wine, you wouldn't be making kiddush altogether. Birkas apas mehai taima shapas makom yayin. Lema Rav, the Omer Chovas Hayom Adifa mitadir, the Omer Kadeshamet. By Rav, who said that the Chovas Hayom is more important than tadir, he said like Beishamet. Even though yayin is tadir, first you make Chovas Hayom, then you make the tadir. Rav, Kadeshil, the Omer Tadir of it. And Beishil holds, you make the yayin because of tadir. Very difficult. There is all the Achronim here, right, and Rishonim speak about the fact that it's obvious that Bisham Basil said different other reasons. Right? And that's what the Gemara's Terrace said. What was the Hava mean? It's not for now. Okay. Well, Shayayin Gorin. He loved the high time of Nomi Ika. Yishum Tadir Lohavi Mekadmule. It wouldn't be. So Gemara's answer is no. If it wouldn't be for that reason, that the Yayin is Gorin, the Kiddush, Beis Hillel would also hold that you don't go after Tadr. Only because of that reason, but not because of the reason of Tadr. Mishum Tadr lo havi makadmilu. He wouldn't have made it the bracha of Yayin first, only for the other reasons that Beis Hillel holds. So therefore, even the man Yomru holds that you don't go after Tadr, you go after Chovas Hayom, can hold like Beis Hillel. Except over here, there's another reason why. The Chovas Hayom adifa. Even Beis Hillel can hold Chovas Hayom is more adif than Tadr. But here, there's another reason why you're makdim the Yayin. Ilav sukkah, ilav yeshiva sukkah, milo amrin zman, wouldn't be, if you wouldn't say yeshiva sukkah, you wouldn't say zman, you say zman all the time when there's no sukkah. You're going, hochei drachim, the turim in a sukkah. They're not going to make a bracha leyeshiva sukkah, they still have to make a shechiyonu. So I'm not only going on the sukkah, it's going on the yom. Omrim zman b'shvil hamoe, kamo b'shar regoli. So therefore, they can't say that the zman is going dafka on the sukkah. Right, and the ikker is the sukkah. Not the case. Even if you don't have a sukkah, you still make zman. The chometz ikker, shehu chova liyom. Chometz is a chova of shvuas. Lechem aponim is a chova of every Shabbos. Umatzah tofel, shehu shal Shabbos sha'obra. This is not today's chiyuv, it's last Shabbos' chiyuv. Uktani the palgi matzah bereisha, amotadir odin. Right, lechem aponim, it's not only the chiyuv of the yontif. It's not even the chiyuv of this day, because the chiyuv was last week when you put it on the table for this bread. Okay. Mishmar shizmanu kavua, ushar karbonas sibor, right? So it says, what's it called? The other karbonas sibor, the mishmar that's kavua gets, if they're not, nothing to do with the yontif. Lasuye mai, what does that come to include? Lasuyi par helam dover shal tzibur usiri avodas kachavim. If Klal Yisrael were obey the avodas zara, the shogeg, so they have to bring a special carbon tzibur, or the Beis Din paskin something wrong and they followed it, and the tzibur has to bring par helam dover shal tzibur, so the ones that do that and eat whatever has to be eaten, the chatos, there are the nishmar of that week, and not everybody gets equal. If it happens to be brought during Chol HaMoed, then the nishmar of that week gets it. V'hum makriv es hakol, lasuye mai, lasuye kaitz ha-mizbeach. And that nishmar gets everything, again, it doesn't have to do with the regel. What does that include? Kaitz ha-mizbeach. They used to bring olos when the mizbeach wasn't there. Nobody brought any korbanos. So not to leave the mizbeach bottle, so they used to bring olos that they had, the olos that, what's it called, that were left from an asham that kipru ba'aleho, so you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you bring from its money an ola, and that ola goes l'ketz ha-mizbeach. So all those olos that they saved up the whole year to bring when there was the mizbeach was idle, that, what's it called, was brought by that mishmer that was, the ship came out during the regal. Rashi, par helam dover shel tzibur, im ira behen beregel, shavru aveira baraz beisin. During Yontif, came out that they had to bring a par helam dover shel tzibur, the mishmer of that week got it. Kayit shamiz beach, Kshubatul Shekolsa Haktoris Tamid, the Ain Maybe Neder Nadava. They already finished the Ktar Ben Atamid, and nobody's bringing personal korbanos. So the Mizbeach is idle. How you show for Sham, Shinosum Ben Mos, call Mosos Hashinuyim Beshash, all the things that were left over. Right? Not everything, but many of the things that were leftovers went, the money that was left over went into the shofar that was Mosros, that went for Ketz HaMizbeach, that went for Olos. V'ashas b'chol makom sh'omru yiru ad sh'istavu v'yimokru v'yiplu d'meyam l'nedava, that's for Ketz HaMizbeach. U'mehem lochin Olos l'Ketz HaMizbeach. V'loshin Ketz k'adam ha'ochel te'ein b'kinu asuda. Ketz is a date. So it means like dessert. This is the dessert for the Mizbeach. When there was nothing, the main meal wasn't there, so they used to bring dessert. Okay. Mishnah. Yontuch ha-somach v'shabes, bein milfaneho, bein la'achareho, hayu kol ha-mishmor ha-shavos, b'chiluk lechem aponim. If Yontuch and Shabbos came together, whether before or after, and the Gemara's in the Skrasot what means before or after, then all the mishmoros were equal in dividing up lechem aponim, even though that Shabbos was not Yontuch anymore. Either it was before Yontif or after Yontif. We'll see, that's how the Gemara learns. We're not talking now about Shabbos before the last day of Yontif or Shabbos after the first day of Yontif, because that's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So then we learned already that all the Mishmaros are equal in Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that Shabbos Shebesoch HaRegel. We're talking now about Shabbos after Yontif immediately or before Yontif immediately. That's how the Gemara explains it. But if it's separated from Yontif one day, right, Yontif was on Thursday, there's a Friday between, the Shabbos after Yontif, it's one day already, or Yontif is on Monday, and there's a Sunday between the Shabbos and the Yontif, then then the one whose shift was that week got 10 of the chalas. And all the other ones that stayed, they could have left, but they decided to stay. They want to rush away. They only get 2 to split up amongst all of them. That's how Rashi learns. That the misakev means all the other mishmaros that aren't their shift, who decided to stay around in Yerushalayim for that Shabbos, get 2 of the chalas to split up. V'sharimos Hashana, all the other Shabbos of the year that have nothing to do with Yontif, so then the Nishmar HaYotze, the Nishmar HaNichnas, the Nishmar that is leaving that Shabbos, and the one that's coming in that Shabbos, they split up the Lechem Aponim. So HaNichnas Notol Sheish, VaYotze Notol Sheish. They get equal amounts, they split it up between them, right? Because that's the day, Shabbos is the day the Mishmaros change, so the Mishmar that's coming in gets half of the Lechem upon him, and the Mishmar that's going gets half of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaNichnas Notul Sheva, VaHayotze Notul Sheva. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the one that comes in gets 7, and the one that's leaving gets 5. HaNichnasim Chokim B'Tzofon, the ones that are coming in split up their Lechem upon him in the north part of the Azara, which is more Choshev part, because that's for Kodesh Kadoshim. VaHayotzein B'Dorim, and the ones that are leaving, split it up in the south part of the Azara, and that's a lesser important part, because the one who's coming in to do the mitzvah is more important than the person who's leaving from doing the mitzvah. Bilga la'olam cholekes bedarom, mishmora, the shift of Bilga, always split their lechem upon him, whether they were the incoming mishmor or the outgoing mishmor, they always split bedarom, the tabasa kavua and the tabas of Bilga. Right, they had in the place where they shechted the karbanos and the azara, rings on the floor, and the ring was movable, so you could put the neck of the animal into that ring and hold it down when you shechted it upside down. And the tabas of Bilga was kavua; you couldn't move it, so you couldn't use it. They had to use somebody else's. And the Gemara discusses why they were punished. The chalon astuma, and it's chalon, Rashi says they used to have cubby holes for putting the knives, and their cubby hole was closed. They'd have to use somebody else's. And others learn chalon was where they put, the Rambam says, where they put their big day kahuna, where they left their begadim, like a locker. Their locker was locked, and they had to use somebody else's for their big day kahuna. And the Miri says that the chalon was for light. They had, each one had a window that where they did their avoda in the Azara, that Mishmar was where their window was. And the window builder, they closed off. They had to go to some other area where there was light from somebody else's window. Rashi. Bein milfoneh, bein malachareh. The first Mishmar shechol yontif lachareh. Yontif falls after that Shabbos. The lohavi le-Shabbos shebesochachad. Right? That, what's it called? It's not Shabbos cholamoid. It's the Shabbos before yontif. Vafilu hachi hol tzrichim lahakdim biyosem me'er of Shabbos v'shil yontif. Shari b'Shabbos lo-yuchu lovo. Since they come close together, it's impossible to come Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos was, what's it called, was Yontif, right? No, what's it called, it's impossible to come on Shabbos. They had to come Erev Shabbos, right? Because, what's it called, Yontif started on Sunday. So they had to be there for Shabbos. The Nela, what's it called, the other Mishmaros also had a chelek in the Lechem Aponim. Cholkim Lechem Aponim. The Cheinim Chol Shmini Lifonel the Erev Shabbos. Apo Bishayin HaShabbos B'Sochachag. The last day of Yontif fell on, what's it called, on Friday. So Shabbos is the day after Yontif. So also, they had to, what's it called, they couldn't leave, what's it called, before Shabbos. They had to stay for Shabbos. Mela also they're holy. Cholkin Bohovel Yuchel, that's, they couldn't leave because of Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is not Yontif anymore, it's Yisruchat. Chal yom echad lahafzik beinosayim, kegon shechal yontif rishon b'sheni b'shabbos. If first day yontif was on Monday, so they could have come on Sunday, but they chose to come on Friday, right? Come early. Sunday was too much rush. Shayu yecholim lavo be'echad b'shabbos, v'hem kidmu bo be'erev Shabbos. O shechal yontif ha'achron b'chamishi b'shabbos. Yontif ended on Thursday. They could have gone home on Friday. They didn't have to stay for Shabbos, but they decided to stay over Shabbos. Shayu yecholim leiv me'erev Shabbos, v'nisak b'sham b'shabbos. All the ones that decided to stay, since they could have left, only get two chalos out of the 12. And the one whose shift was that week got 10. And that those 10 are split between the Mishmar that's coming in and the Mishmar that's going out. The Mishmar of that week is on Shabbos is half the day is the Mishmar coming in, half the day is the Mishmar going out. So 10 of them were split amongst two Mishmaros. And all the other Mishmaros, whoever decided to stay, split up the other two. The Cholkin also be Mishmar Nichnas the Mishmar Yotze, Kedera Kol Shabbos Hashem. Hanichnas Notel Sheva, Miforish Migmara, Shaha Mishmaros Mischalfos B'Shabbos Zu, Zu Avodis B'Shachri, Zu Avodis Arvis. The Mishmaros switch on Shabbos. The Mishmar that was there from the previous week does all the Avoda till Mincha. And from Mincha on, the new Mishmar is going to be there the coming week, does the Avoda. Can I read a bit more of a Braisa? Hanichnosim cholkin beineyam b'tzafon, es hamagia l'chelkom, whatever they get, the ones that are coming in, split in the north side of the Azorah, can I read a bit more of this year, hanichnosim shartofon ikr, shari kovu akosim l'shchitas kotshe kadoshim. That part of the Azorah is the ikr part, because that's where you can shech kotshe kadoshim, you can't shech it in the Dorum. And we want to show the covet to the people coming in to do the mitzvah. Should be obvious, they're the ones going home. Bilga is one of the shifts. Even when it's the incoming mishmar, it only is cholek in the dorum. It's a knas the rabbanan gave, and the Gemara explains why. The tabasa kvua, Kaf Dalit Tabos Hayu Bazar. There were 24 rings in the Azorah. Each in Mishmar had its ring for shechting the korbanos. Makom Dei Samit B'Chaim. Keneged Esrim V'Arba Mishmaros Hayu Bayu Nesunos Ba'avnei Ritzba. They were what's it called? Set in the ground. Ba'Tabas Psucha Mitzad Echad, and it was open on one side. Ba'Hov Chalamala U'Machnis Savra Behema L'Tocha. It revolved. You put the animal's neck in, and then you put it down to close it off. Then you put the open part towards the ground, so the animal was caught with this ring around its neck, upside down on the ground. The tabash of Bilga kvua, the inner nepeches. The one of Bilga, they made that it couldn't move, so it was closed all the time. They have to use somebody else's ring. They couldn't use their own. Gnayula, using somebody else's thing and not your own, is a gnay. The chalon is stuma. Chalon is hoyum beis achalipos. The obi kosli atoyim. Shevitzvono shel hechol. Inside the hechol, there were cubby holes. Rashi says, Shishom gonzim esakinehem. That's where they put their knives. And the Rambam says that's where they put their big day kahuna. Sechus midos. Usos muchalon is shel bilga. Bilga's chalon was closed up. Gemara, Maimil Fonel Mayat Macharel, what does it mean before and after? Ilemel Foneha Yontif, that what's it called, Yontif Rishon, that Yontif Rishon came before that Shabbos. In other words, the first day Yontif was Friday, and Shabbos was right after that. Lachareha Yontif Achron, that the last day of Yontif came after Shabbos. Hainu Shabbos Shavasokachad. Then that Shabbos is Shabbos Cholamoy. We already learned the halach of Shabbos Cholamoy. Right, that they're all equal. Ela lefaneha yontif achron, right, lachareha yontif rishon. What it means is, Shabbos precedes the first day of yontif, or comes after the last day of yontif. So it's not Shabbos chalamoed, but since it's right next to the yontif, they couldn't leave or come, right, they had to be there for Shabbos. Memela, they all split equally. My time, even the Hani Makadmi, the Hani Ma'achre, Tiknu Rabbanan Milsa Ki Heich Denech Badi Adadi. Since they have to come early, or they have to leave later, they have to be there for that Shabbos. The Rabbanan made a takana that they're all equal in what's it called in the Lechem Hapon.